Yesu yebaziwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
Mukulikeyo mu kanyomero ke tusooseemu.
Welcome back from the phase we've finished.
Okuva mu services ze tusooseemu.
Right from the services we had before.
Twasoosera mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga
eryatulira
Uganda.
So the call of the nation Uganda.
Ku lwa mawanga gonna.
On behalf of all the nations.
Era nga kuyitibwa kwabo mikwano gy'eggwanga lino.
And it's the call of the friends of this nation.
Era n'abo mikwano gya Katonda okuva mu nsi zonna.
Friends of God all over the entire world.
Eri bonna abaagala Katonda.
To all who love God.
Era ne mukutendeza ne mukusinza.
And even in the worship and the praising.
Subira wakoleddwa bulungi.
I hope you did well.
Ekigambo kya Katonda nga tusinza mwoyo ne mazima.
The word of God as we worship in spirit and truth.
Era obujulizi obuwulidde obw'ekigambo kye.
And you heard the testimony of his word.
Gabo kiri ekikozi.
As it's a worker.
Era nga kina ne bamalayika abakituukiriza.
Even has angels who fulfill it.
Olabika nga kituukirira okuba ekikozi
ddala. Who comes to pass to be a worker.
Ne batukolera.
What they do for us.
Batuggyeko obuyinika n'okuzitoweerwa.
Taken us of sorrows and heavy laden.
Batukakasizza nti si lwa maanyi.
They have proven us not by power.
Era si lwa buyinza
bwaffe. Not by our might.
Naye ku lwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the spirit of God.
Kwegamba tubadde n'obukakafu obwo.
Now we've had that proof.
Atulaba tutaddemu nnyo maanyi ga mubiri.
And we still not put much strength of the physical.
Ate nga tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba obulungi bwa Katonda.
But we move on to see the goodness of God.
Atukoze ng'obusobozi bwaffe bwonna we buli.
And we've done us all our ability is.
Ate ebizibu ne tubirekera Mukama.
And then the hard things we leave them for God.
Kubanga eriye teriyo bitasoboka.
For unto him they are not impossibles.
Si bwe guli.
Is it not that?
Bw'osoma bulungi Yeremiya 32.
When you read well Jeremiah 32.
26 and 27.
I think you read nothing is impossible with him.
Impossible.
Anytime you get impossibles, those they are called hard things. You commit and cast them to God, for he never fails. Because you stuck on them claiming they are your problems. And God to say you to retain and remain with your problems. Give them to him who has no problems. He has no impossibles.
But
the word problems means something impossible. Is it not that? And then you fight with them and you feel heavy laden. Now those impossibles, the hard things, give them unto God. You know they even cause worry your way. For you don't know which way to pass. But he says cast them unto him. You cast all the worries to God. And you say God the problem that they impossible. To you they are not impossibles. Is it not that? Now when in his place, and you had some impossibles, you meet me that we cast them on. But I'm going to do like this. If I tell you meet me, I want only the new people. After the service. Only the new people and you have the impossibles.
Ng'olina ebizibu bye twogerako
mboga. And some problems. We are going to work.
Tutuukirize Matayo 18:19.
And you agree on something and God will do it.
Omwoyo wagenda tubeera mu masekati.
By his spirit to be in our midst.
The impossible.
The impossibles. We cast them to move quick from us. We cast them to him who never fails. He sends the much spirit. He will send armies of angels that will chase impossibles from your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
those who will be there for long, you say, if I came today, me too, I have impossibles.
There are
problems. One day I told them by the Spirit of God, if you have what you call a problem or something failing your way, come and we strangle it. Something you have to strangle it. Many of you have gotten healed for strangling both things.
Tuchigwikirize nga tewetegese nnyo mu kusaba kunji.
Strangle it when you've not prepared much in much prayer.
tusaba omwoyo omutukuvu ne bamalayika tuki saawa eyo tukibuukire
mangu
kigwikirize nga kyebase nga tekyakutawanyiza nako wadde
naye
ngaomanyi tutera okutawanya ojewa kituge kakati olunaku olw'omukaaga
now on Saturday
kuluno sijja kutambula nnyo mu
This time I will not go much for visitations. I will be here. If you are an old member here, and you say there are impossibles in your life, I speak of a problem.
You come
ask it to God. It's up to Him where you take it.
Yes, we will
praise Jesus so
much.
It's up to Him, I will take it. I've spoken those words from the vision.
Yes, we will
praise Jesus so much.
We
were there pushing impossibles. Things which have remained. Those claiming problems, yet we have a God without impossibles. And those were the only days given me. Push impossibles to the Lord.
You
want to speak of the vision of what He told me?
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so much. Because of time, I'm not going to speak that word. I'm not going to narrate that vision that I slept in the entire night. Which involves getting your cars from the ditches, bringing chain cars to carry them out. I cannot begin to narrate all that. And you fought with the chain. Another fought them lying down, panting for breath. It is failed. If I narrate one by one, it may be hard.
And you are
delicate.
And they
have failed.
But
what's most important is the message.
Amen.
Come that we handle
it.
Don't come with money. Come with all your heart.
Faith
comes from hearing and hearing the word.
The
new members are right for today.
Those
who've been here for the time of Saturday.
If
I come early and you come late.
You
find us moving on choir rehearsals. Come and we push the impossibles.
No,
true God is the one who can handle them. He tells us in Romans 8, 26 to down, that the Spirit Himself bears our weakness.
There are
things we can't handle and we have weakness. But when He gives us days like those, and He says, commit them to me and I will handle them. You take away what you call impossibles, cast them to God. I have my problems, leave me alone. He
said,
let it become a proverb, cast it onto Him. God speaks of proverbs which have outlived and they profit nothing. When
he
speaks in Ezekiel 18, he says, how long will you move on to speak this proverb?
Is
the child eats the sour grapes that it's affecting the another.
There things,
God says there are parables on this, proverbs on this world you have held on yourself. Even that word, my problems, it's like a proverb in the people. But we want to take it away and it ends.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's await for that. But let's use a few minutes and we move on to know how we are going to fulfill the call of our nation, Uganda, the call of our friends, and call of all those loving God all over the world. And we based on each one the gift on your life and the blessing given them. We welcome all the first timers in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We are about to wind up that part and we go back to the journey of heaven. After we started the call of the nation and we went in the journey of heaven, we are about to get back there.
So we
now you have to get these things matched with wisdom on things God has told us how we can fulfill the call which is on our nation, the call which is on upon each one of us, and all those our friends of the nation, and all those loving God all over the world. Is there the aspect we are looking on, how we can use the blessing on our life to be given a blessing without room to feel it, which comes from heaven? How can you use the blessing on your life, which bases on your call, to be given the blessing from heaven, which lacketh the room which is enough for it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to start at that part. Last time we ended seeing the blessing on our life and which is born with us. How does it fail and how is it cleansed to be empowered? It was put in what place? We discovered that blessing is on your spirit and comes within the gift given you, the spiritual and the natural gift. Now this day we want to know that blessing on our life, as measure of grace of the gift on our life is, can we use it? The other God has and he sends it to us. And you even lack room enough. And you use it, and no matter how you give out, no matter how you help people, if you help them rightful, and you remain, you have no room for that blessing. Praise Jesus so much. When our God begins, he tells us in the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7,
he's
spoken much of the measure of grace of the gift on our life, which we've discovered is the blessing he gives us, which comes from the Holy Spirit that he puts on our spirits. And when we use it well, he adds it a blessing from heaven. Move on to be well as the church. Let us hear. Ephesians 4 from verse 7. Praise Jesus so much. Each one of us was given the grace as the measure of the gift of Christ is. We have been looking at that word and it shows us that upon our lives, on your spirits, you are put upon a call. You are attached on the gift, the gift which can work in the world, and this gift which is working in the church or in the spiritual.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Maybe you're meant to be an engineer in the world and you hold that gift. Even in the church you are an apostle and an evangelist. Or any gift as it is spiritual. But on that gift they attached a blessing that they call the measure of the grace. Just as we had last time. And he told us in the Ephesians 1, verse 3-5. And he speaks this. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3.
Yebaziwe Katonda, Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omuggulu mu Kristo. Olunyolo okuna, nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa, Fokubera abatukuvu abatalina kabi maso ge mukwagala.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
But wali ngatuletebwa ku
nsi kuno. We were being brought on this world.
Abayi bwoyogera temise ekisoka kasuli okukago nyulomu.
Bible speaks in 1 Timothy 6:7.
Twali tatina chimo ku nsi
kuno. That we brought nothing on this world.
Tuli tuli dalene chimo.
And we shall go back with nothing.
Befe se suli ne soko nyuloku satupa ku roko na rumbi.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 explains.
Tibwa tuletebwa kuva mbifo ebyo mukuru.
When we are brought from the heavenly realms.
Ngemiyo jafu.
As our spirits.
Tutekebwako omukisa.
They put a blessing on us.
Kumoyo
ku. On your spirit.
Era teri muntu kunsari alina mukisa.
No human being on this world has not that blessing.
Gabo tuze tusoma.
Just as we've been studying.
Etu araba obuzibu omukisa bwagwasinga.
But we saw the problem the blessing made.
Sere singa tuwanzula kirabo kyo.
Many times you didn't discover your gifts.
Echakuwebwa munsi kyolitambulira.
That which was given you in the world that you will move by it.
Oli mwagendo alina okuba omuzibu.
There are those meant to be a builder.
Alina okuba omusawo.
Meant to be a doctor.
Engineer.
Engineer. The different gifts.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
And
that is on your spirit. When you still come to God,
captures
gifts Satan had taken from you in the spiritual world.
So
serving in the world, in the church, he restores
them.
But upon them he attaches a blessing.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. But the unrighteousness which is on us, like we explained that blessing. It's like the magnet. And out of which comes powers. Those powers are what attract things. Now your blessing. Out of which has to come powers called favor. They are invisible. And it's hard to explain their color. Maybe when we started the second heaven. We started creation. And their spirits. There we can tell you powers of favor how they appear.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. I begin to go in the powers called favor from the blessing. We may sleep here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let
me tell you, there is a power from the blessing on your life. It is called favor. Though you are just spoken of and you are not there, those powers reach that place. And it comes from you and your heart everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They come from the Holy Spirit to be given us. He called the Spirit of Grace. That is why this is called the measure of grace.
It
means it's easy when I know the Holy Spirit.
I
tell you the color of the power called favor. It came from the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You
can take him back to his powers. The colors of the rainbow, I joined them to get one color. Now I think you see mathematics now. But because those powers, they come from you, yet they came from the Holy Spirit. And it fills everywhere. As if you base with inside you and you connect outside. When the Spirit spreads everywhere.
He's
spoken of in Psalms 149. That where shall we run from your Spirit? If you connect as they speak of you, yet physically you're not there. But your favor is present. All powers from you called favor. The Spirit can reach it in every place. And you reach to be a beloved in heaven. Speaking about you everywhere they realize in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But what is threatening is one. Unrighteousness. It becomes the dust you pour on the magnet. And it can no more attract. We saw the wizard using blood in the way of sacrifice. But to Christ, Hebrews 12:24 says, his blood speaks better words than every blood of animals or of Abel. It came to cleanse us, take sins from us, the dust of unrighteousness, and to lose those powers, that which is on the blessing upon you. No human being has no blessing. As you push the Spirit from heaven, like we saw how the Spirit was made, And the head is of silver. The head is of gold. Different precious stones. And every precious thing in form of the stones. Or thing with value. You must to attract it. That's why the Bible says the spirit. It is very precious. It's very precious. It's a treasure. The human spirit.
There's
nothing you can exchange it for. The Bible says, what can you exchange with your spirit? If you make it, what can you give in exchange to redeem it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I hope you understand well. There is a blessing on your life. We have been speaking of it. How have you used it? To be able to get the overflow of the blessing from heaven that coming from the Father. And what is that blessing that coming from heaven? For this one we understand it. It's like a magnet on your life. Of it comes powers called favor. To connect on whoever God prepared to have something makes us be given you for serving God and your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So mukisogo.
Now that blessing.
Ayogera bwati kugona agamba.
He speaks of it like this saying.
Nti kutuwebo kusinzira kukuyitibwa okulibula.
Given us according to the call on our life.
Obanga oli munsi.
If you are in the world.
Waliwo okuyitibwa kuyitibwa.
There is a call you are called.
Waliwo ekirabo ekiri kulamu.
There is a gift on your life.
Baziyita talanta.
They call them talents.
Oba talents.
The talents.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But because some of you, what you have, the devil perverted them. Musicians and the others.
They're
even those mixed mostly in Africa. The one meant to be a doctor, now they're an army officer. They are shooting. The one meant to be an army officer is a doctor. They inject you like an animal. Now things like those. But we are called always to be worthy of the call on our lives. And all the good things. Those prepared for that call. Most of us, and we were not worthy. In this Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, from verse 11. Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11.
Chetuvatu basabire nakuzona. Katonda wafe, abasanjizo kuitibwa kwa mwe. Era tukirize na amanyi, buliche mwagale chobulunji, na bulimulimu ogwo kukiriza.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tusaba nyo katonda
mwuramu ya tuita. Living God who called us.
Bulimundu wagwaniro kuitibwa kwa.
Each person to get worthy of their call.
Kitufu kwanga tuwa itibwa.
Only the nation we were called.
Na yate bulimundu ya itibwa.
But each person was called.
GHW.
As the physical or the spiritual gift is. As everyone get worthy of the call and then to believe it. When we read the Holy Scriptures,
it
used to be people who are great and professional tellers. They used to even tell garments of the priesthood.
And
precious to make a telling of the priesthood work as the direction of God
wills.
Just as to do it, God say, I'll give that one a wise heart.
The
gift on the human life
is
made from the Holy Spirit himself. That's why he called the measure of grace. One day, Apostle Paul, he had a sickness on his life. And it was a thorn within him. And God told him, the grace you have, let it be sufficient. Understand, what is this grace? But
ready,
according to the physical gift he had, he was a teller of tents.
nga kafuru.
He was a professional tent maker. And he would make a tent and he would make tents for weddings. And it looked like a human being. And when you find it,
and
he can get money from that and he treats himself. That measure of grace is enough for him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
He
had like five spiritual gifts.
See
how he passes the spiritual gifts to pray for healing. He told him you have to pass the other extreme.
You know,
there are people that you can buy Panadol and you are coming for me to pray for you to get healed of headache. You see, I pray it's not healed. And you have to swallow Panadol.
Money
for Panadol, that one can come and they pray for them, they get healed. And those coming to pray for them. And God said, give them money by medicine. That they will understand. Romans 8:28. All things work for the good. You know when you minister, you must be attentive very much.
To
listen what God speaks to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, and we pray so much.
The pastor
get worthy of the call on their lives.
And
all the goodness God prepared in that call. After they have believed to do that good work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then the power may be manifest. I saw a hand raised. But I've not seen a microphone given you. That's why me have just moved on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now with a way like that,
we
want to know how can we use that blessing.
That
we can get worthy of the other. That coming from heaven.
You
know, many people ask for that blessing. Yet, this first blessing, they don't know of it. They have never used of it. Perhaps they use blessings of the others. For if you are young, that blessing rarely works if your parents are earning. But if your parents they hold the captive, now God leaves your blessing to sustain them.
And
parents are sustained by their children. Yet it's not enough. Because God cannot accept the blessing to finish what will the child use. That's why you can eat, drink the child to get what to eat and drink. Because your blessing which can reach you the best, it's there devastated. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for He has taught us. We want to take away falsehood they preached before.
Not concerning
the issue of Paul, where he speaks he had a thorn. The men told us this word.
When
he asked God, told him, your grace be sufficient. That Paul prayed much for the sick, they got healed. Now God told him, the way you see my power being completed here, I decided you to remain like that, but I can heal you. But we thank God through the teachings, the secrets have been revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When God said the blessing you
have,
is my grace be sufficient, research who is the grace.
And
how can He sustain me?
The
Bible speaks of Him in Hebrews 10:29. That the Spirit of grace
oya kumalenga.
He let him be enough.
Kati wamutu kako.
When you reach
him,
he too explains.
Timuna ngi noa wewe chigira eje isakunze.
You were given of grace. That's my portion on you.
Kati agenda kula gire kubo.
Moves on directing you the way. Not being revealed causes us to get destroyed and to suffer. That's what God speaks in the Proverbs. Without revelation, my people are destroyed. And he says, accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. He will
draw
you to understand my word.
So,
and now, brethren, what we have to first believe that there is a blessing on our lives. When people come tell me, I pray for them
every day.
I have a thought in me
coming,
and I ask the blessing on them when
is me
in the time you tell me ask a blessing as if you tell me I ask the one from heaven.
If someone says,
ask my blessings to be working and ask what is hindering them, what hinders it not to work. They tell you, say that
has a place.
He was cast, God filled the
vicars.
Now, in the shrines, in no way they give a blessing.
Satan
has been using blessings on the people themselves.
He doesn't
take from them unrighteousness. He asks for sacrifices. And you pour blood. What he profits from is your sinning one. But Satan has no blessing he gives. When you do evils,
you may
even kill in the spiritual world. You preach the wrong gospel, and you shed blood of the saints, and you shed the blessing, and you get. You get a blessing attached on sorrow. There is the evil you have done. And you have a case to answer.
What they say, they use
the blessing, but it had a sorrow attached to it. You have a way you snatched it.
You're
tormenting the others. After you have to pay for all those issues.
But
how are we to use that blessing? Though you began little to use on your blessing, and you use it well in this life and in the serving Him,
you
can begin to open the one from heaven. Everything is in Him, is one to give us. He did give us all and remained with nothing. Is that He retains? And He said, if this child uses well, He adds them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's like to find your father very rich.
I know what to imagine.
They have plenty of cars and things. Let me give them this portion, test this child. If they use them well, I add them all the others. And they give you of their cars. And you destroy them in one week. You think you will give you the rest? After we had lost all our blessings, for we had asked for it, like the prodigal sons, and we went it with the pigs and the thieves and the robbers, the devils. Till God didn't end there, He renewed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So you said it singer.
Now many times. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1.
Peter, Echokubiri, Esule Soka, Runyorok Sato.
2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3.
Kubango winza bobwa katonda. Bwebwatu wabyonna, ebyobulamu buno, nebyokuweereza katonda. olokutegeera ddala oyo eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
Yes, he was winning.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba nti obuyinza bwa Katonda bwamala otuwa
omukisa. The divine power of God already gave us that blessing.
Era ne muteekawo buli kyoyagala wansi
w'enjuba. Put everything you want under the sun.
N'amaanyi agayinza okusika ebintu ebyo okuva gye biri.
Divine power which can pull things from where they are.
N'omukisa ogubeera ku gwe ogufulumya
favor. And the blessing from you which releases favor.
Okukunganya ebintu ebyo.
To gather those things.
Nti bwe bituuka gy'oli.
That when they reach to you.
Osobola okubikozesa bulungi.
That you can use them well in this life and in the serving of God.
As
you seek to move on to understand Him and know His goodness and His glory, God, the inheritance of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now the problem we found ourselves when we come in salvation, God washes us with His blood, that of His Son, the Lord Jesus, and He blesses us even. And it cleanses the blessing
that,
out of it comes powers called favor. And you begin to earn.
Once
you fail to use in your life, there are people they can't even use in their life. Even in the money they don't take it to the bank.
And
have a place they kept the money, it's getting cold. Yet you find what they clothe is so amazing. And people in their
homes,
beans or this cassava. Even to use in their life, they cannot. There are men and women who are very hard. They sit on their land seated, and their children don't go to school. That these are my lands. Even using in their life, they cannot. Yet Bible tells them they have to use it in their life, and they use it in the serving of God. And they have to give the tithe and the offerings. Then they look and see the other blessing. Inside their heart they must be able to
help,
and they get a debt of vow.
They
must be able to help.
They
must be able to freely give an offering. Yet all that we started
them,
if you want message concerning the offerings, you can ask for it to be given you.
But
the media table is here and behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now the problem, children of God reach and we get failing.
His
blood of the children is chosen to take away unrighteousness. Even the blessing has been cleansed. Out of it come powers called favor. But if you're checked in, if they attract and bring those things, will you be able to use them in your life? And in the serving of God,
if
you retain time to understand Him,
during
this time we
set
business
up
for time of understanding God, I don't more have it. And let me tell you, our blessings differ from the one who are physical.
He's
the one who gave 50%. According to the people who surround them and the responsibility they will hold, there's another they gave 20%. And they know you're not even going to give birth. And to eat your home and help a few people. What do you call 20%? You know it. Of the blessing. You call it later there. There's another to give 80%.
Yet,
a couple of people they will move with. All those he gathered, he says they are his. Some of us say these are my children's things.
abana bo balina n'ebisinga okwegoboyina okubabuulira kiki
bagenaokubeeranabo
balina ogwabwe ate
them to have their own blessing
zigiza gwe olinga abateerawo obuteeza entandikwa
it's as if you are putting a beginning for them
naye ate nabo balina
yet them to have their blessing
kale ekizibu
now the problem
awo baviirako obuyinike
see how you cause sorrow get
there n'okuŋŋaanya ebyabalala nti byawe
and you gather things of others
oliba okuvaawo nga bigenda
after you leave these things also go
nga n'abaana balisigazaawoke ebyabalibwa okuba empeera yaabwe entandikwa
yaabwe
bwe kitabo ekyo
bw'obibalekera
bibafuukira kikolimu ne biboonoonera dde abaana ne
boonoonekaomusajja
oyo yali wabuvunanyizibwanaye ebyana bye yaleka
bannadde
byayonoonekera mu bugagga ne byonoonekera kumbe kyo obaleetera
ebizibu
wakozesa mubulamu buno
nemukuweereza
katonda
ate
tewalira nabudde
bwamutegeeraati
abaana bakugoberere bagamba tata yalinga obubudde bwa katonda
bwabasuubuzi
tetubeera nabudde
obwo
kitiibwa kya katonda simanyi bwisika
muggulubasiiba
mukwevuga
kulyaomaye
kirungi kankubulire kino
kimune
bwoba okola obugagga
bubaako
pasentegi gyoliwa omwana naye ate sooka olabe nga n'ogugwe
gusumulukusi
ng'ategedde n'okukozesa
ogugwe
kubanga bw'oyagala omuwa ate bino ebibyo n'ebimusi bibyowalina
biwaalalawabiremme
okiwulira n'abamu kumwe mwabiwuliranga
kati
bajjajja bafe abedda
bafa
balina
ebiro
mulimusibo ne bajjajjaffe abaafa
ab'emibiri gyaffe
nga obugagga tabwogedde gye buli nga buli eyo mu
ttakasente
zonna yazisimira mu
ttaka
kati saagala tufaanane nga kuba bali mu
geyeera
olw'okozesa obubi omukisa katonda gwe
yabawa
tebaweereza mu birabo eby'omubiri
n'ebyomwoyo
kati omusango oguli
awo
gwabutakozesa bulungi mukisa katonda gwe
yakuwa
yesu
yeebazibwe
naye nga bayibuli weba egenda mu maaso osonga ku kigambo
ekyoyogera
mu malaki
bweti
malaki esula ey'okusatu olunyi olw'omunaana n'okukiira twagala tulaba omukisa guno okukozesa otya okulubika ng'atoogera mu maaso n'ofuna oguva mu
ggulueera
omukisa ogwo oguva mu ggulu
kyeki
nakyo bakiyita feva bakiyita
ki
naye nga twakitegerako nti bemalayika
b'ebipimo
abapima n'obulwako ne
babiteekabapima
bubimboli babatuma kupima mumupimire paka nga talina
wabiteeka
naye ebintu ebyo bapima olowooza
bivaawo
waliwo abantu 11 abalina obikozesa naye tebabikozesa tebabimanya
nako obaolaba
lumu yagamba
ngenda
kulaga ebugagga obukwekeddwa eyo
waliwo abalinaobuzuolaabuzuwa
kati waliwo amayinja gazabu agaliwa
neyugandaabamu
ku balina okugakozesa baali bajjajjabo
15
babeeranga mu kunywa
ttaawo
naye ng'ate kati bo bamalayika bali ab'omukisa guli
okusingawobagenda
kugenda babalirire
ebyabyo
byokukozesa ebyabo bonna
bonnabakuŋŋaanye
eyo gye
tuli
tewali nnyo kyamaanyi kikolebwakiryawonti oba omukisa ogwakuggyawo omungi ate ogubulako
lwobu
abalala babeera tebaafune
waliwo abatayakozesa
ate mulimu ne bebalaba abatagenda kukukozesati bayinza osikako emabega oba
mumaasooba
leero
kubanga
mulimu n'abaleerera abatagenda kukozesa
gyabo
Let me see my blessing whether I've used well. I go back, check what I've been doing. And I tell the
castles.
For what the blessing behind that they are not used and the one ahead they are not using. I don't want your land to steal it. That they never use it aside. Angels they go in irrespective. They check of today. Who and who is not to be using the
place.
I would have used some of your names, but I don't get angered. This Kasasa is not going to use the blessing. This one is Mogoma, they will never use it. What is that blessing? Take it to the other pastor who is used well his blessing. If we understand his ways, they have never taken.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Go backwards. Your forefathers brought bicycles. They never drove cars. Tell agents of cars to give you those cars. Those who are today meant to drive, they will not drive because of unrighteousness. Give me of those. Give me those of the
other.
If you see, you grab the one of the believer. Give that one their car.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much.
No,
I walked in that which is and what is to come. But I saw things. But I thank God again. I know those things that are not written in my forehead. They will be here and I will
be
here. And I thank him else.
Even
though you take them that I don't know them or when I know them, I cannot stretch my voice to prove I know them. It's like you have my money in the pocket.
10 million
in the pocket, 30, 40.
Ah, well, now.
You do have money. You want me to bring it out, you steal it? Don't deceive me that you have. I have the millions, I will not get them. If I don't have them, you go away. Me, I reach aside, I get them out to count them. I come back. Don't waste time with people to explain them. If you have something, you're sure of it. Don't argue as if you don't have it. Let's read Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 verses 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda naye mwe munyaganze.
Abanyazi kakati kaguli. Abanyazi bali kunsipono.
Robbers are on this world.
Katonda gabe mtu alinyaga Katonda.
God said, shall man rob God?
Ani Katonda chabade. Katonda agambi.
God said,
omuntu alinyaga Katonda.
Will man rob God? Who has spoken? Man, will he rob God? Let's read that verse.
Malachi
3 verses 8. Will someone rob from God, but you rob from me? Ask the question, it was the Holy Spirit. That will man rob God? God said, me too, they rob from me.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
People
rob from God the thieves who have worked with Satan.
That's why the Bible
says John 10:10. Satan came to steal, to kill, and destroy.
People
in the world who have produced blessing through sacrifice. All those are robbers.
nga katonda alisoma kisa gwa bugena
mbaso. Yeah, those who have used God leaving their blessing to move on.
Abayambi batukuza okubajja ko butali
butu. Yet he cleanses them to take away unrighteousness.
Ne ne banyaka percentage ya bagambo okuza.
But he told them if they claim a percentage they will have to restore a portion.
Ne bafuka banyazi.
They became robbers.
Eresi onaji balako obupyo.
They count deceptive on all the world.
Waliwo obubibuli bakolaganya ne sitani okunyaga.
The theft they have worked with Satan to grab.
Okoze se bintu olwe mpakanga te omukisa gwabwe te gulina manyi.
You think it's possible when their blessing has no
faith. Naye ne basaddaka ne bayiwa ko omusaayi.
But they sacrificed shed blood on them.
Ne babinyagalwa mpaka ne bafuka babi.
And they captured them by force they became.
Ne mubamu katonda batukuza omukisa gwabwe gukole.
Those God has cleansed their blessing.
Naye portion gye bayina okuza ne batagize.
The portion they were to restore they never restored.
Naga munyaga mwe.
He said you are robbing me.
Tukanga atagamba.
Yes he said.
Jisinga ka percentage yako okazi.
If you restore that percentage.
Ayagala sindi ko omukisa okutali ko
ruwa. Want to send the blessing without road to put it.
Jukira olina okukuga okukumala bumazi.
Remember you have your own blessing and not for you.
Yamba abakwetoolodde.
And you help those surrounding you.
Naye ate nga tegunaba kuggwawo.
Before it finishes.
Ng'okukozesa bulungi.
You use it well.
Era yina gw'ayagala osindika.
Is the another wants to send.
Singa otambulira bulungi.
If you move well.
Naddala mu kirabo kyo.
Mostly in your gifts.
The spiritual
and the physical.
They reach to five.
You may find someone an engineer. Yet they can be a doctor. They can be a builder. They can be an accountant and things else.
Atero singana musiyo moyo ngamutumenga nabinga musumba.
Find a spiritual world that apostle, prophet, pastor.
Yes, we was
raised Jesus.
Wadenga twakugamba ko.
Even though we told you.
Timu Africa tulina obuzibu okuzulana ddala ebirawo bino ebyomu.
Africa we have a problem discover the physical gifts.
Eraba muli matanka ne wenjogere.
Now you are confused as I speak.
Mu birawo ebyo.
In those gifts.
Ekirabo ky'okutunda ebbala si kirabo.
The gift of selling envelopes in the synagogue is not a gift.
Nga ekirabo okutunda mu bar.
Selling in the bar? Bar.
Ekyo si kirabo.
It's not a gift.
That God never
gave. Maybe you got it from Satan. That you to campaign for alcohol and advertising it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
I
don't know even. They said the camera has a problem.
Use it right to show the camera and
last time we raised money for camera, you stopped it.
The movie
and you left it to me. Use of your blessings well, brother. As long as what is the what we started, let me wait for you.
Yes, you have
praise
waited.
Jesus so much.
Now
listen to this word.
To
use well the blessing on your life.
Helps
you lose the blessing of overflow from heaven. You reach a time even your blessing use a little. And the other is sent.
Those
are people you see they will get old when they are well off in the body and in the spirit. Because this world we moved
Dubai.
Even church.
We reached the time we didn't
know
we
were
blessed.
Let's read and hear.
Malachi esura ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Malachi 3 verses 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda naye mwe munyaga nze naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya. Mwanyagako ebitundu eby'ekumi n'ebiweebwayo.
Byali bibye.
They were his.
High
things and offerings were his.
That
you rob me all this nation.
Rob
from me
tithes
and offerings. This is theft. You know, you may say, I've never stolen. And you're born again. You're seated there, you're a thief.
The
seat of the roads, you are right seated here. But you are
a
professional.
Katonda ngatabika.
God can steal from him.
Akulaba nokulaba ngoba.
If he sees you go stealing,
agala be ebi.
Look at that thief.
And
when God blessed you, he puts in your life, attached on it is blessing. And it sees, it's called the 10%. And every blessing on a human being balanced with the offering.
It started
of scales not balanced.
It
means
the reserve
20% and it is
on
every human blessing. And
what's
one thing test you as a child? Have you used well in your life and in serving him? Have you moved on to understand him?
But
if you give up and don't get time to understand him, that too is useless.
He
will come out tell you like Psalms 50 that you offer the substitute offering, it glorifies
him.
And whoever lines his way, I will show them salvation.
Hey,
he will leave you to give.
Those
who ask me a question in their hearts,
it
means when the prostitute brings the tithe and offerings, we accept it. Even though they are not born again. Now, selling yourself is a blessing. Or it's a favor. And another gets favor of many men who buy her.
That
the real total curse.
And
we don't believe those who are not worthy of a blessing. That is a blessing with sorrow. So I've never seen a prostitute and
they're
there that they enjoy those things.
You
know the word prostitute?
I
hearing the Holy Spirit tell me what form of example is it. He said, it's like finding someone put a radio there not singing, yet it does as much that it's singing. You straight know.
He's
on their own business.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is the
procedure.
You go there, you are the one there on your work. It's up to you.
Radio
is going silent and you are the one in your own
dance.
You say the radio is playing music and it's not speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's put that aside. Let's see how we use well our blessing. And see we get the one from heaven. He says, let's stop robbing from him. Truly in the salvation,
he's
given us our presence.
But
we are lacking a few things that we use well even in our lives. You can't build
the same.
Let me keep be in one room. That too affects you using well.
You
have a big
land
you
can cut.
You have abandoned it, still you failed. Why do you give that one? Leave them there. Even using the blessing in your life,
you
now in serving God, giving tithes and offerings, will you handle it? Will you be able to handle the vow? Will you have a thanksgiving to God? Will you be able to give a free will offering? Will you be able to help? Not being able to help yourself, whom will you help? Using what you have to help yourself. They failed. You're going to help who? We'll be called as a nation. Our friends are called to join us. Those loving God from the world are called to join us. How are they going to find us using our gifts? Those with gifts like the body is, the doctors, musicians in the world, you may sing within the world. Yet you have the book of the musicians of the world to sing songs of love and you've not exposed to privacy. To sing songs which teach. Now stop marrying.
And
our musicians who will have spiritual gifts will sing. I'm awaiting we prepared well as we start the right Christ and his church and we separate him from the false Christ and their churches and then we prepare them. Every person has a gift the way they are, spiritual and physical. The whites to find us, they will already find us more than them.
The
whites of the full knowledge, the whites of heaven. You say we are like angels.
And
we have an amazing order. I wanted God to help us. Each one realize what you're called to do. And we know how we use that blessing when given us. And that we don't rob from God. If we rob the church, we can't match in that. Or you will bring tithes and offerings. Or if you give them out where you give them. And they are not used as the gift involving them.
Still
they are in the same sorrow. It means Ecclesiastes 5 will speak with you. Verses 1 to 5. That the sacrifice of those without wisdom, they are detestable before God. And he said, coming here in the word of God
is
better than giving sacrifice of those without wisdom, or giving offerings of those without wisdom. For they don't know that they do wrong.
Have
to give you understand somebody how they work.
And
that's why it gives every
song.
Bring them in the house of God that never lacks food. But the house is not this building. House speaks of it as we ourselves. And he said, try to get the poor out of our
midst.
That is a work, see no poor appears among us.
Now,
when we begin those missions, the blessing from heaven, we shall reach a time in a new generation. You think, where is it? It is just moving in the way. What seasons are you speaking of to apostle? Of us being so rich in
knowledge,
of each person of knowledge from the world. And we are the one best in the world. We are best in knowledge and understanding. I prove that foundation is real.
For
everything is teaching is to us. Angels who want to supply you under the sun. For they are not going to come back to these works. We head on to the end and what will be next. The
passing
of the
way
of the world. Now the one who reveal us everything that we
are
using, that which God gave us, that
we
use it for life and serving him.
When
I understood that word, and God made me wise, How are we to prepare for that blessing to use it well? That the world may not go like that when it is gold and it's not been used at all. And gold, silver, precious things. And
he said,
Lord, first tell us what are we to do. We're going to study of teach of the blessing and how to fulfill it. After knowing how to use our gifts. The spiritual and the physical gifts. And I know there are even things you look at and say, this is just the beginning.
Now, yes, we
have 1 and 8 months, 1 year. But the treasures alone, on understanding, even the way we look, you as a person first,
and
you look at the place you see it. I don't know whether you see them.
There's
a blessing. We are warming up for it.
It's
warming up for us. Bible says it will follow you. It's not you following it.
No,
it's the one following you. But he said it will follow you.
After
hearing your voice well, obey the Lord's judgments and commands. Now,
someone
of using a blessing, giving tithes and offerings balanced well. Which we use well.
Because
if we give tithes and offerings, and we help another people, and you are to retain,
fail
to use it to bad law. What is that? What meaning you give tithe and offerings? And it helps the other brothers and they are well.
You
who gave out your bad love.
Yes, we have a
sweet. Praise Jesus.
Because
we have to learn using our lives. We shall prepare you according to your work you do. To reach and see every person.
They are born
everywhere a child of God will be. There are those who ask me, how are we to do that? Do you have that, our chart?
Book of Numbers.
That we call the Book of Numbers.
New generation in each
book of Numbers. New generation has a book known as the Book of Numbers. That book, it comes from another book. It comes from it comes from the Book of
before,
Numbers.
Before the Deuteronomy. Eh?
Is it not that? The Book of Numbers. After the Book of Leviticus.
Now,
between Leviticus and Deuteronomy. The Book of Numbers has the genealogy of the Israelites and their wealth and treasures. Counting those people how they are. That thing will come. You will feel it.
We are going to follow
up on everything on you till you are well. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. Don't you have that? Next week we are hoping to study it. It is not that one.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. Let's finish Malachi.
Malachi esura ya kusatu olunyoro mwenda.
Malachi chapter 3 verses 9.
Mukoli bidwe chikoli mecho. Kubanga munyaganze gwanga linoliyo na.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Gwanga mulibali nyaga katonda
bwelezi. When the nation drops God in all ways, it can get those cursings.
But
that's the nation we are called.
Even
our police who come from different nations in the world. We want to come out from the robbers of the world.
If
we learn how to use the blessing on our lives, then God will give us the blessing from heaven. Praise Jesus so much. That he can give us that from heaven. They will put that thing on for us to keep studying.
Malachi 3,
verses 10.
Mulete ekitundu ekyekumi ekiramba mu ggwanika. Ennyumba yange eberengamu emmere.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mulete ekimu ekyekumi.
Bring the tithe and the full offerings.
Ennyumba yange eremu okubulamu ekyokulya.
That my house may not lack food to eat.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nyumba yani.
What is that house? It's for who?
Bible yegamba kolise kisoke suri yokusatu.
Bible tugenda yo. First Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go there.
Oronyo wekomina omukama.
Verse 16.
Aba Corinthians oka esule yokusatu nyiro 10 mukama.
First Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda. Erango moyo gwa Katonda abera mmwe.
Bebe nyini.
We ourselves, we are temples of the Lord. The command of bringing the tithe and the offerings cometh from the blessing he gave us. He
says
that his house may not lack food.
But
speaks of that house which we make his temple.
And
I want to speak like this. There are some of you and you did well. And you gave the tithe and the offerings as that command is. Blessing in Deuteronomy 28 was made to reach you. For you heard the voice of God. You obeyed his command and law. But the problem you refuse to understand. Put in his house not to lack food. And you put in the baskets you didn't mind out there. You didn't mind to see whether the house of God is getting what you
need.
Children of God who I need their health. You didn't mind that. And you didn't become someone who is
obedient.
For you heard and you didn't evolve understanding in it. That's why Bible says them here, but they will never understand.
At
times and offerings
from
the house of God.
But
at his house not did hear it, you refuse to understand it.
Did
even understand what the house of God is.
Okay,
let's come back with wisdom. And you say the house of God is
there.
Can you there find them there? For his house not to lack food. If it's this one, it's this building. Can you find them there?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. For his house not to lack food,
we
would have found them there.
Time
things are there, you just pick some. But we haven't robbers in the church and thieves. Some of those claiming to be pastors. Yet they are thieves. We found with the problem. Even using life, blessing in our lives, in our life, and serving God.
When
Bible speaks in Acts 4. It shows when they brought on the apostles' feet. Each was given as the need was. And every person. And
they
did need. All their needs they worked on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All their needs
were
covered. You can
get
flash in my back and you take it off. You get a flash.
Where do you want it?
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much.
Saburugana.
Now, brethren,
I
may not be able to finish this part. But what's most good, when the Bible speaks under, in the Malachi chapter 8, it says, if we bring tithes and offerings in the house of God, comes from the blessing he has loosed, put on our lives. Now he wants you to join on the blessing he never considered for you. To come like an addition to you. The angels of provision. Malachi 3 verses 10.
Mulete chitundu ekyekumi ekiramba mugwanika. Enyumba yange berengamu emmere.
Say what you do is one thing. Bring it and prove it's my house. There is something to eat.
Or what you
see they say, I told you it's a broad thing. Give us our daily food. We don't ask food for the stomach alone. There is even food for the feet. Clothing of the shoes. Put for the feet, move the shoes off and begin to move.
Complain
will come long. It's me who never puts on shoes. Even the spiritual world created shoes for us. They shoe in our feet the gospel. It too is full of the spirit.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
know that prayer
program,
your eyes want to see that food, even your ears to listen to music.
And
you begin to complain, God is never hears the music.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now when we get what to clothe, you clothe the shirt alone to be enough for you. But there is what every part clothing
is.
If you clothe a suit now, you sleep outside.
You
find something lacking, you meant to dress yourself. The example we get from the snail, it moves within its house and it clothes it. That too is the cloth, the house. They are counted among what we are clothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all those who spoke this, his house not to lack food. Many things are needed.
We,
as the house of God, we need them. Someone needs to be helped in one way or another. Done and they are for all of us in the house of God that they are found there. You want to project on that projector and you see. But if you've not found it there, now that word is broad.
He said,
test me with it. You know when you test someone, say, let me test them and see. You test me and see. Do it in justice and see. Don't do it by force on you. Do it in the freedom of testing God. Use of the blessing
of God.
Using your life and you worship yourself. This time use it for serving Him. Use it in your life and in serving Him.
Being
humbled, speaking and understanding Him. Under He says when you test Him like that, this is what He gives you down. Let's finish down. Malachi 3 verses 10.
Obanga siri bagulirawo ebituli ebyomugolo nemba fukira omukisa ne watabana banga wegulija
nga nti neka kati obanga siri bagulira
the safe will not open The windows of heaven.
We got madinisa.
Now and
ayogera ku madinisa
ge. Speaks of the windows of heaven.
Neziji.
And the doors.
Na tuiro mukisa.
And he pours a blessing on us.
Ngubula ko ebogote.
And it lacks where it is put.
Omukisa ogwo kyekitegeeza kupimiddwa.
Means that blessing is measured.
Naye tuli ba tulina okwolekera tulabe bamalayika
b'omu. But we have to head on see angels of the blessing.
Wansi awo mulimu ne bamalayika
ab'amaanyi. And here there are even angels of power.
Balina okutuma okunenya omulisi.
He has to send to rebuke the evil Satan.
Abadde atataataaganya omukisa oguli ku bulamu.
He will be troubling the blessing on your life.
Nga waliwo ebibadde bikyaganya.
And the things you had failed.
Ate Katonda alina bamalayika abasindika okunenya omulisi.
God has angels is sent to rebuke the evil Satan. It means all these angels of scales, angels of season and times, and they measure. I don't know whether the next time we shall have time. Praise Jesus. But we may cover them.
Malaika b'omukisa gwe bulijjo bwe tuyita omukisa mukama tuserekera omukisa okuva mu ggulu.
God send a blessing from heaven.
We
always call those angels. Them to wonder where to begin to serve you and help you. And the blessing on your life is not affected much. Understand whom we've been asking us the blessing. Those who can measure the blessing of what you need. And you lack where you put them. Angels of the scales. Right from Revelation 6, verses 5. I saw the angel. He who has sat on the yellow horse was given all the measurements. And he said, measure this and this one like that. Verses 3 in Revelation it comes with the measuring reed which also counts. That reed, before it is gold in a place, you can get a vision.
And angel
is measuring how much is the gold here. There's a level we have to reach to. And they ask, how did you discover this petrol oil here?
He
told them, I was with the angel of counsel, he told me right here. And you think we waste time with that?
London, America.
That you go to
London,
and you get gadgets to measure treasures underground. We know them. The angels. We know them and they understand us. These are real words written in scripture. They come to pass in life. If you understood them well.
They
discover wealth here. They can say, you know what? We want a farmer. I want
season
to plant sweet potatoes. Don't plant cassava. Plant potato. And they plant potato everywhere.
As
you reach the market, the one working. And the market is of potatoes which is
on.
Is there the one who set it?
Hey.
Things are easy.
Amen.
But now,
but I can't go in
angels of the blessings from heaven now. And those who are choose the devourer. But I was showing you this.
We studied,
but we cannot be able, maybe.
We shall
be studying well.
We
begin to register.
Fill
up things we understand.
Up
we show you the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Where is the international
ministry found in Sana, Uganda? Down there is the word welcoming you. And we welcome you the full knowledge of God and His glory.
And
it's scripture.
I want
us maximize the portion up there.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
The
second column with the big one, there are scriptures there.
We
show you everything down your meant to have.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
But
you handle one from the other side.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. When you come from there,
there
is the first word, Ekitabo ky'Okubala. We shall
send
you
read
that book in your time. The book of Numbers. That between Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy. You will see everything done in it.
It involves
counting children of Israel.
You're
not going to count you. But you will kill their number one.
The
scripture is
34:16.
And we show you what you have
to do there. Look
for it in the book of the Lord and read.
Yes, you have
to. Praise Jesus.
At our date.
Now, where there is the date? The day you joined the ministry, all the seasons you joined the ministry, maybe you remember the day, or the month, or the year. If you remember all, you put them all. Scriptures are many up there. But there is Psalms 90:9. And to
12.
Teach us to count our years.
And
we shall have a wise heart. Don't want to belong in new generation and you become nothing. Time you've spent here, we shall calculate, see where you stood. In the understanding, even in the progress of the body.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
We have not shepherded there.
We are not giving you many years to waste them when it stagnates.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
Psalms wants
to
say, Lord, teach us till time.
And says,
Spirit of wisdom, I've spent how long, how do I appear?
In the spiritual
world, I understand to what extent and to what extent do I progress.
Other
scriptures are there showing season and times like Ecclesiastes
3.
It's true to know season and times of everything. The next column,
it
also have its scriptures.
It
will ask you your spiritual gifts or your spiritual gifts. And that is an empty box.
Not yet revealed.
You take down. Write it on the next.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Ephesians
4:7 says, each one of us was given grace as the measure of the gift on them.
So now
we don't have to be the ministry serving God. Each person in their gift to see the blessing. And we shall help you much to be revealed. When we studied the right Christ and his church, all the false Christ and their churches, there you see that real agenda work.
tolina kubeera mu Kristo nga tomanyi kirabo kyo kyamwe oba oli muyimbi oba oli musumba oba oliki oliawo tobimanyi obugabirizi bunakuweebwa butya
n'obukuumiokuva
eri katonda gwosaba katonda akuma obugaga oba okumanya obulimu
gweera
akukuuma
ng'omuweerezaweakukuuma
ng'omwana
we
eyo paati ojja kutujulizaamu ekirabo kye ekyomwoyo oba ebirabo
ebyomwoyo
onaaba tonaba bibikulirwa
tokifumintiriza
paka nga mukama
akikubikulirojjadiikinga
mu kabokisi
akatono
bw'oliba okibikuliddwa oba nga obikuliddwa ebirabo
ebyotiika
eyo tujja gisazaamu wakati
ojjuze
wali
ekirabo
kyo kyobikuliddwa
oba ebirabo byo
tumuntalinga ebirabo ebyo paka nga bikula
that we raise a new child the gift till they mature
mu kuweereza katonda
in the serving of God
n'okweyamba gwe kenti kuyambe
helping yourself that it helps you
ebyadukwa biri okuwagula ebikulaga ebirabo
ebituweereas are up showing you gifts given us
woolaba akadooti ako
webakatonda where you see that dot where it's put
tusikire mu tweyongereko eno
you move us ahead.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Awaddako twakozesa your job, omulimu gwo oba emirimu gyo.
Let's be used your job.
Oba emirimu gyo.
All your work.
Naye nga twasitaddeko.
But down we have four.
Ekirabo kye eky'omubiri.
Your physical gifts.
Oba natural gift. Oba gifts.
Natural gifts or gifts.
Ekirabo kyo wali olina kuba inginiya obiki
manye
ekizibu lwaki tukozeseza omulimu
gwomulimu
abamu kumwe nga temulimu bye
mulinakukolakati
ojja tuterawo butezi kale jobu oluvannyuma tujja kuyambako maaso yozuula ekirabo
kyomubiri
kyalina kuba
ki
era oba bingi byalina kuba biki twagala kutegeka kanisa ya kristo bulungi
tusange
nga tetulina bannaye nga twali tulina okukola oda ez'ekitalo
ddala
okutambulira ku oda katonda jjatutegekeramu
so
kijja tuyambako
n'okuyamba
okumanya bwe tunayimirira naawe okwerula emikisa
gyokubuulirwa
mu kubuulirwa ebigambo eby'obutuukirivu era ne mu kuyambako okutandika kyolina
otutandika
so kitegeeza nti omulimu ogwo bonaaba ogulina tulimu amatankane kyobula twakozesezza omulimu kubanga abasinga mulina jobu naye nga temulimu professional si kyekyo kyewasomeerawabula kyekyo katonda ekirabo
kyeyakuyitaprofessional
omanyi mu afrika mwali musoma ebintu
mwegombanga
bwegombi nti abasawo bayingiza nnyo
sen'oyingira
mu busawo
naye
nga si professional yo
togisobola
obeera otugubadde mu ddwaliro abalwadde bakusinga
nesani
yesu
naye
nga mu kitabo ky'okuva
3:5-35jagenda
mu maaso notulaga ku birabo
byajjaduwaebyomubiri
n'ebyandiko ebirala bingi
tukusuubiza
tujja soma
kimukakati
ekirabo kiri eky'omwoyo kyetulabye mu maaso
erikinyonyola
nti ova mu ggulu oli mwana wabula ate nga tuweereddwa ebirabo bino
ebyomubiribuli
muntu alina
waabeera
katonda alina buli muntu
weyamuteeka
tuzeeyo wano ku residence of address wajobeera mu mubiri mukama gyeyakuteeka
tulina
ekyandikibwa ekyo nga yona essuula eyo soko
nyolobuuza
ovaawa mu mubiri omulimu gwe omulimu ki
obola
wali twakubuuza mulimu ki gwokola ovaawa omulimu gwe omulimu ki
Yona esule yeso konyoro mrana.
Jonah chapter 1 verse 8. And we ask you those to direct us. Even Christ physically came from somewhere. According to Romans 9.
He
was physically Christ was an ancestor
to
them. You will not
claim,
don't come from anywhere physically. Unless you tell us they threw me on the sun, your baby's home. It will help us know which problems spring from the clans you came from.
This
sanctification we shall speak of.
Washed,
being removed of the evil consciousness and the bloods of the clans.
Till
you're cleansed with your body,
be
holy as God is holy.
Church
wife is head.
I told you, you're
going to find white to a plus. And they have an extreme order.
Our God is of order.
It's not of confusions.
We'll
ask you of your family members. In the body,
we registering
spiritual
gifts.
To be of that one family,
the
Father in heaven.
You
tell us are your physical family members. Someone tells me why. Matthew chapter 1.
They show
us the brothers of Jesus and they follow his line. Even Matthew 17.
The
disciples and James' brother.
Do
not confuse us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For in you are people who want to do things which are not good among us.
Some of you
say our families, they are devils. Yet you came from there. Maybe God wants to send you there.
Or
he promised to get one or two from the family.
Maybe you
left the one you were meant to come with.
We
write them down because we share you. After you unclothe the body,
when
you still have the body and the spirit, you're still ours.
When you unclothe
the body, it's for them. They will fight for it. And we shall ask of your brothers. In the other box, you may put we are 100.
You
give us 3 or 4. And where they live and stay.
Title,
father, uncle. God bless you. We'll study it the other time. Then you'll be
here.
Thank you for coming. May God bless you.